here's one for you to dive into, Matt. It was posted onto the Naked Scientist forum, which is nakedscientist.com/forum.
How does the moon impact tides, especially when it comes to supermoons?
Matt, what do you think?
Okay, so great question. The moon and the Earth interact through gravity, and it's what we call a tidal force. You know, the clue's kind of name in the name. It's a tidal force. We're talking about tides. Now, because the Earth is a crust, it's solid, at least on the outside, and then you've got all these oceans. Now, the moon can pull. It can try and pull that crust, but it's not going to go anywhere. But the oceans, on the other hand, can, because they can slosh around. So what you find is there's a bulge of water which tracks the motion of the moon. In a supermoon, we have the moon being as close as possible to Earth in its elliptical orbit. It's what we call perigee. Now, a supermoon, when we see it big and bright in the sky, and on a supermoon, it's about 14% bigger than when it's at its smallest, which is roughly the same difference between a 1p and a 2p piece. When that happens, we have an alignment of the Earth, the moon, and the sun. It's what we call perigee syzygy.
Can you spell that?
I can now. Yes. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. You can't do that
quick
in Scrabble.
Yeah.
I know. It's remarkable, isn't it? I just have these things in my head. So when you have perigee syzygy, which should create an elf or something out of nowhere, then you have this supermoon. And because it's closer to the Earth, you have a stronger tidal interaction, so you have stronger tides. When the moon is a very long way away, it's called a mini moon. Which I think, obviously it might be a micro moon, actually,
when
rather
when
than a mini moon.
When I was at school, one of my colleagues got caught outside at night. It was a boarding school, and the housemaster said to him, "Why have you been sent to me with this saying you were doing a moony on the lawn outside the boarding house? What's a moony?" So the kid turned around and said, "It was 7 star jumps, sir." Got away with it. Brilliant answer. Quick question for you then. Why are there 2 tides a day? Because you've got the moon very close to the Earth, and I can see that that's going to pull a bulge of water on that side of the Earth facing the moon towards the moon. But then on the opposite side of the Earth, coming around 12 hours later, you've got a different tidal time. So why are we getting 2 tides a day?
Absolutely. That's because essentially you're shielding the moon from the water, using the Earth essentially in the middle. So you'll end up with a bulge on that side as well. And obviously, these things are going round, so you have 2 a day because they keep going round.
Thanks for that, Matt.